WGIL, Galesburg Radio 14, with breaking local news now.
Good evening. It's 9:27 from the WGIL Newsroom. I'm Will Stevenson with breaking news. The results are in of a vote by the Galesburg Education Association on whether or not a strike could take place. Let's go live to WGIL's Tyler Maffitt outside Galesburg High School, where a meeting and a vote tally just wrapped up. Tyler, what happened?
Well, members of the Galesburg Education Association have voted overwhelmingly to file an intent to strike notice with the state of Illinois. The meeting held here at Galesburg High School invited all of the members of the Galesburg Education Association Teachers Union to kind of gather information, ask a couple of questions, and then vote on whether to file that intent to strike notice. All right. So the vote this evening was that intent to strike notice, which will be filed with the Illinois Educational Labor Relations Board. Under their statutes, 10 days are required to pass before a strike can legally take place. The Illinois Labor Relations Board has a couple of things that they require of their unions before they go on strike, including posting the contracts, which we saw happen earlier this week online. Now, union officials have already stated they've solicited local banks for loans that could sort of bridge the gap in some of the teacher pay that was lost. A benefit of being a Galesburg Education Association member is that the national organization can help pay a portion of those loans in order to kind of see these things through to completion. As Tammy Qualls, the GEA spokesperson, said, salary, firings, retirement, other language have kind of become a sticking point in the negotiations. And from what we know, the district is proposing a 2.02% average increase in salary in 2014, 2.06% average increase in 2015, whereas the teachers' union is seeking a 1.5% increase across the board, essentially. So now, the way things worked tonight, teachers were given some time to enter, ask questions, seek information, but then the ballots were cast. They were kind of filing out one by one tonight. About 400 teachers were in attendance. That's kind of what we were told. This isn't necessarily the official. The teachers are going on strike notification. There is still mediation on August 11th and August 12th that could sort of see this through, come to a resolution. But right now, if those mediation sessions on August 11th and 12th don't come to any sort of resolution, the teachers do say, yep, we're going on strike. Tyler Maffitt, WGIL News.
Tyler, so this sounds to me like this is really not about money. It's about the other language in the contract. Is that what I'm gathering?
Well, that's part of it. Some of the negotiation is definitely salary related. I know they have some concerns, as you stated, about the language that is in the contract. They were calling it, maybe some dangers in the language, some of the things that the teachers have to look out for. They just want to make sure those protections are in place, although the specifics of those protections are not exactly available. Basically, the spokesperson for the GEA has said the mediation team, the negotiating team, is handling that. And right now they're trusting that they're basically telling the truth. Will?
It sounds like that they are that these negotiations are centering around some things that they've maybe had in contracts in the past that the district may be looking to take away.
Well, that's partially true. We only have the latest offers that are on the table that have been posted online. Part of those are day offs. Now, I can't get too specific. I don't have the papers right in front of me. But yes, those sort of residual benefits are part of the sticking points in the negotiations.
We know you talked to a spokesperson for the GEA. I have a feeling I know the answer to this question, Tyler, but were teachers talking?
I think so. Part of this was to sort of ask questions, and they had some pretty major concerns going about this. When we talked to them on Tuesday at the informational picket in front of Galesburg High School, plenty of them said, I do have some concerns. I have some reservations about going on strike. Hopefully those questions were answered tonight. But to your question more so, once the teachers were sort of out of tonight's meeting, they were kind of told not to talk to the media.
That's exactly what I expected, as was the case 3 years ago when the district was in a similar situation. They were also told not to talk to the media after a meeting with the teachers union similar to this one. Anything else about what happened tonight, Tyler? Again, it sounds like that there's maybe an 11th hour chance to resolve this before school starts.
Well, all we know is that the teachers voted overwhelmingly. They actually wouldn't give us the final vote tally, as far as I know. But those mediation sessions are taking place August 11th and 12th, which is right before the start of school here in Galesburg's District 205. Bart Arthur, the superintendent of the district, is still remaining hopeful. He said even on the mediation sessions on Tuesday, he said some progress was made, not much, but progress was made. So he says hopefully, some resolution can be come to, and they can avoid basically going on strike by the start of school.
And they can't do this mediation any sooner?
Well, see, we certainly do not know that right now. I mean, that is certainly a question that remains to be seen. I think the teachers' union wanted a chance to talk to their members, see what they were thinking about the negotiations, but that is certainly a question that needs to be answered, Will.
And again, I want you to reemphasize this again, even though you've said it already. This does not mean the teachers will strike, that there's still a chance here that this could all be averted.
So the legal lingo, as I suppose it could be described, is that this is just an intent to strike notice. This is one of many sort of hoops that the teachers' union has to jump through before they can go on strike, as far as the state of Illinois is concerned. The intent to strike notice does not necessarily mean that, yes, they are going on strike. It means that if mediation fails, then they have the opportunity to go on strike once the start of school begins.
And that starts 10 days essentially from now, correct? That they could strike, but they're going to wait a little longer than that.
Well, that's right. The state of Illinois requires that 10 days pass, but the teachers union, as far as we know, says, we're going to wait until those mediation sessions and essentially wait 13 days before we ever decide to do that.
All right. WGIL's Tyler Maffett live outside Galesburg High School. Thank you. And Tyler will be updating us throughout the night here on WGIL and WGIL.com. We'll have a reaction from Tammy Qualls, the GEA spokesperson. We should say that as of this moment, there is no reaction or statement yet from the Galesburg School District Administration on what could be the first strike in 42 years for District 205. The last one, according to district officials, was in 1972 and lasted almost a week. So 3 years ago, there was a contract negotiation and an intent to strike notice was filed, but a last-minute deal was made and did not result in any classes being canceled. This is a little different this time in that the school year has not yet started, but the start of the school year threatens to be delayed if a strike does take place, as they could strike as of August 13th. And for teachers, August 14th, I believe, is the first day for them, with an institute day before students return on the 15th. So, again, we will keep you posted on that. For Tyler Maffett, I'm Will Stevenson, live on WGIL. We'll have complete details again on WGIL and WGIL.com. And tomorrow morning on the WGIL Morning News, I'm Will Stevenson reporting.